Welcome to the newest news network, where we report the news, no matter what. Well, America, we're at day... I don't even know anymore. We took a week-long hiatus because we were fending for our lives, but we're back now and ready to forge on. Oh, yes. Forge on. This week in the news. Well, America, since we missed a week, let's report the big news from our previous week. WikiLeaks! So harmful, the world is in mass disarray. We can't go anywhere or do anything. The leaks have leaked, and our security is at risk. Bring back those colors. We're on red or orange or something. Oh, wait. Nothing has happened. Nothing at all. Thank you, WikiLeaks. Thank you. All right, America, let's start off this week with a little play, if you will. A little Shakespeare, if you won't. Hello, I'm Barack Obama. Oh, hello, Barack Obama, I'm taxes. Oh, hello, Barack Obama and taxes, I'm America, and I'm hating you, Barack Obama, because you're a pushover. And scene. On Tuesday, via a tweet on Twitter, Nancy Pelosi stated that the Obama tax plan, quote, help only wealthiest 3%, don't create jobs, and that's an and sign, not the word and, very important to remember, add tens of billions to deficit, end quote. Once again, this was tweeted on Twitter. Next time, Nancy, why don't you just tell us how you feel through a chain email with puppy pictures on it? Okay? Thank you. This just announced, the U.S. will host World Press Freedom Day in 2011. We would love to give you more information, but unfortunately, due to strict regulations, we're just not allowed. All right, America, bleeding into this week's news was a little bit of WikiLeaks fallout. On Wednesday, WikiLeaks supporters threw up a huge protest to WikiLeaks fallout by, get this, disrupting the websites of Visa and MasterCard. Because if you want to hit a huge demographic of people the hardest, why not take a hit at the people who can't wait to pay their credit card bill? Why, Wiki hackers? I wanted to pay my past due balance. Why must you do this? I bookmarked Visa and MasterCard all by myself. Why? Now we here at the newest news network continue to report the news, no matter what. But we must remember we are still under attack by aliens, zombies, and vampires. And despite the fact that the news we report is weirder than the attack we are under, it's just there are still alien, zombie, and vampires attacking us, and we must continue to report that news. Well, it is such that we must report many lives were sadly lost during a vampire riot of sorts in Pennsylvania after Blade himself, Wesley Snipes, finally reported to jail after failing to file his taxes for 3 years. Said one vampire, quote, I have no clue why someone so wealthy would not file his taxes. But to hell with Blade! Let's fang some people! Exclamation point, end quote. Ryan Reynolds showed up shortly thereafter, and the vampires, not knowing exactly what comic book hero he was, dispersed. Thanks, R.R. Thanks. A controversial holiday musical in St. Petersburg, Florida, titled, quote, entitled, "A Very Merry Unauthorized Children's Scientology Pageant," end quote, end of title, has managed to upset Scientologists who claim it is making fun of their religion. Meanwhile, aliens continue to be upset by Scientologists who claim to be them. What a tangled web we've weaved, eh, Scientologists? Baltimore Orioles outfielder Luke Scott threw the world in a real tiffy after he claimed that President Obama is, quote, hiding something, end quote, as he believes Obama was not, quote, born here, end quote. Hey, Luke, why don't you, continue being a subpar baseball player, playing for a team that has done nothing, and leave the opinions to the people who matter? Or, option two, why don't you draw some attention to yourself, because you're nobody, basically. Either way, it's your life. Live it. Quote, John Bon Jovi. On Thursday, the biggest news of the year occurred. Miley Cyrus, the world's first 18-year-old, celebrated her birth by taking a bong hit of a legal substance, salvia. She was so out of control by participating in such legal things that 5 police cars were never even called. Shame on you, Miley. Shame on you. Well, we here at the Newest News Network hate to report only the bad news, so we're happy to report that in our fight against the alien zombies and vampires, we have a new ally. That's right, Mother Nature. Mother Nature seems to have joined us as temperatures in places like Minnesota have dipped below zero as a snow and windfall continue to punish the area. That's right, we said a windfall. The wind is not only pushing side to side, but falling from the sky. Said one zombie, quote, "I'd rather be dead than live in Minnesota," end quote. Said his zombie friend, quote, "Ha, ha," end quote. Well, we here at the Newest News Network would like to thank you for your listenership and ask that you continue to stay alive so that you may tune in next week as we report the news, no matter what.